Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, it's unbelievable that Salman Rushdie is alive, but he's articulate and awake. Man. After the stabbing attack at this amazing facility, that, by the way, at the Chautauqua Institute, that all of us know as being an amazing, amazing, amazing place. So let's not gloss over that. This is not some terror center. This is not some place you need to be afraid of. It's absolutely, absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely a significant institution for greatness and speakers and information. But this stabbing, man. Wow. As we all know by now, happened on this stage at the Chautauqua Institute, 70 miles southwest of Buffalo. Guy lunged toward Rushdie, stabbing him, they say 10, maybe 11 times. Looks like he might lose an eye. Looks like he might lose use of his arm. But he's going to live. In the audience, watching this happen, is fantastic journalist and a good friend. And witnessing something like this live had to be insane. David Johnson from Channel 11. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Wow. David, you're a journalist. You're an anchor. You've seen everything twice until this. Right? You must have been watching this thinking, this ain't real, right?
You're right on the money. And the way you're speaking about Chautauqua tells me that you've been there.
Yes.
And for this to happen there was especially unsettling for all of us there, especially as I was watching it. Yes, we're in the audience. This man in all black rushes from the side and grabs Rushdie and starts doing something with his arm and his hand. We were far back enough that we could not tell he had a knife. It looked like he was being punched. People in the first few rows, thank goodness, many of whom jumped up on the stage, there was a doctor or two, helped subdue the assailant and also put pressure on Rushdie's wounds. They saw that he had a knife. But it all happened so quickly. I read some comment, and it was either the New York Times or the Washington Post, somebody said, when something like that happens so quickly, you wonder, is it real? And then, you know, as it goes by second, you understand that it's real, and you just get this strange sensation that you have witnessed something, you know, as it happened. In this case, the stabbing of Salman Rushdie at Chautauqua. I thought I would never say that to anybody.
Well, there have been various threats on his life since 89, but I got to be honest with you. I thought that had passed. When you're sitting sitting there, you're thinking, hey, this guy's life could be in danger. Does that cross your mind at all?
You know, we talked about it. We were at Chautauqua with some good friends, but it was mentioned and kind of dismissed. You know, he's lived in New York City for many years now, pretty much out in the open. He attends book signings and has talks here and there, and it doesn't look like he has any obvious protection with him at the time. So we were there thinking, well, we're going to get to hear Salman Rushdie speak, the most prominent speaker of that particular week of the nine-week season. And I just was, you know, anticipating his speech. I didn't think, oh, this guy's got a fatwa on him. No, not really.
Hey, David, and here's what strikes me. This is what I describe as American terror. Take his name out of the equation. Does it now make you think, man, I got to look over my shoulder. Everybody's got a gun. Everybody's angry. They want to defund the police. They want to shoot FBI agents. Is this the new America? Does that cross your mind, sir?
If this were just a speaker without his level of success and recognition, Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yes. Is that the climate in America today? American terror.
The a more random nature of it would have a different feeling. That's for sure. But I go back to that. Well, let me just say this.
Yes.
I've been going to Chautauqua with my family for 31 years.
Wow.
Nothing ever happens there. Crime. The word crime in Chautauqua, that those two words just don't go together. It's this just wonderful, free place. So for anything, a man with a knife or some sort of weapon to attack anyone, would be, unthinkable. And of all the places for Salman Rushdie to be attacked, all of the places he's been and had to avoid, for it to happen there is especially unthinkable.
Hey, David, I'm not being disrespectful of police here or security in place, but in reading and listening, it appears as if what we had there as security was what you would describe as, in some cases, a rent-a-cop. Is that accurate, sir?
So there was either a state trooper or local sheriff's deputy and a Chautauqua officer along the outer ring, which is many stair steps down until you get to the floor.
Sure.
So they were there. There is a Chautauqua Institution police force. But, like I said, we often joke, what do they do?
Right. It's Mayberry.
What crimes are... Yeah, it's like Mayberry. So there were two officers, but no one down on the floor, which has been called into question, especially considering who the speaker was. But I wonder if also Rushdie himself, we don't know this yet because he hasn't been interviewed about it, did not want visible security down on the floor with him. I'm not sure about that.
Hey, and again, it is Chautauqua. It's bucolic, to say the least. Was there any wanding or anything, David, as you went in?
Any what?
Wanding. You know, with a security wand.
No.
Nothing.
They don't do that there.
Right.
They don't do no bag checks, no metal detectors, because they haven't been needed ever, to my knowledge.
I tell you what is unsettling to me, my friend, is that here we are in America. So now we have to think we got to have cops at church. We got to have cops at schools. We got to have cops at malls. We got to have cops at airports. We got to have cops at colleges. We got to have cops in grocery stores. What is it? And now we're in Chautauqua, Mayberry, please. So what it says to me is, when does it end, David? What's your takeaway regarding violence and what you witnessed, sir?
Yes, in Pittsburgh, we never thought we'd be the scene of some horrific mass shooting.
That's right.
It happened at Tree of Life.
That's right.
Something like that would never happen in Pittsburgh. Well, something like that did happen in Chautauqua, at least in terms of an attack on somebody. So, I don't think about it when I go to a movie or in a Target or a Giant Eagle. And I certainly didn't think about it in Chautauqua. And I believe that, as the days pass, this won't be on my mind until the next one.
Right.
But yes, Marty, you're absolutely right that it happened there in Chautauqua is a stunning thing, isn't it?
David Johnson, it's a pleasure. Thanks for your story. It's amazing. Thank you, my man.
Thank you, Marty. All right, take care.
Man, it's rough. Change forever, America. Think of a place you know that you would consider safe now, outside of your basement, with a gun in your hands.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.